Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We pray that you would speak to us through your word, through your love letter to us, and help us to grow to be more like Jesus every day in every way. Good morning, saints. Our reading today is Matthew 5, verse 15 and 16, but I'm going to start at verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. In spy movies, there are secret agents and double agents and all sorts of intrigue. But in the Christian walk, there is nothing like that. We are called to be transparent agents, that people can see the love of God in our lives so that they can see the goodness of God and they will be drawn to the light like a moth is drawn to a light. So people are drawn to the love of God that they see by looking at our lives. When we live our lives according to God's plan and purpose and by His grace and in His strength, then people will read us as sometimes being the only Bible that they will ever read before they turn to God. And so we're not living our lives just to survive or get by or do our job or whatever it is that you think your purpose is on this planet Earth. We live our lives so that people can be drawn to God, because without God, they're lost. And there are so many lost and hurting people in this world that so badly need the love of God in their lives. And our Redeemer, Jesus, suffered and died a cruel death on the cross. He was buried and He rose again and He ascended on high. And He intercedes for us right now. So if you feel that you really need someone to pray for you, take heart. Jesus Christ Himself is praying for you. It says so in the Bible. In fact, it says so in Romans 8, verse 34. I'll read from 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Intercession is praying for somebody, and Jesus Christ is making intercession for us. In other words, He is praying for each and every one of us. If you think this is a tall order, that God expects us to live our lives so that others may be drawn to Him, remember in Philippians 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Ephesians 2 verse 4 to 10 says this, but God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So we can see that we were not saved just so we can go to heaven. We are saved to carry on the ministry of Jesus, bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. It is a great comfort when a loved one dies that we're going to see them again one day, because they are in that beautiful place called heaven. But that is not our main function. Our main function while we're living on this planet is to spread the good news, to do what Jesus did. And He proclaimed the message of the kingdom, the gospel, the good news. And He told people that God loves them and he forgives them and he healed people and brought people back to life again simply because of his compassionate love for the people that were so lost and hurting around him. So arise and shine. Reflect God's light as the moon reflects the sunlight. Reflect God's love and light in this lost and hurting world around us. And remember, as in Romans 2 verse 4b, the goodness of God leads you to repentance.